Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome to another episode. Happy Wednesday. I feel like it's been a while since I recorded a podcast, so I'm really excited to kind of sit down and chat with you guys again. Honestly, I hope you all had an amazing holiday past few weeks. I was going to say weekend, but it's been like 2 weeks of holidays. I love how it's, you know, Christmas and then New Year's, and it's just such a fun time of year. So I hope you all just enjoyed that guilt-free. You were able to just sit back, relax, and, you know, get really excited for this new year and all the opportunity that is going to come of it. So there is so much that is going to happen in this new year that I'm really excited about and looking forward to. As far as a weekly recap, you know, Darian and I had an awesome time in Arizona visiting his family, and Vinny did amazing during the travel. He had a blast, and it was just really nice to see everyone again and spend time with family, friends, and go to our old gym. It was honestly a great little break, and of course, now we're home. We stayed up till 2 a.m. watching Love Island. You guys, the addiction is strong with us. It's such a just fun show. We're on season 5 of the UK. And you know, it's just a fun thing that we are really enjoying doing while Darian's off from break. Like, we are just trying to enjoy as much time as possible together and just soak it all in, because his grad school is so intense. So we have just been enjoying that time. And again, I hope you guys had a great holiday season. Jumping into today's podcast episode, we have such a special guest. I adore and love this girl so much. You are going to meet Courtney today. And honestly, she's such a joy to just be around. We've been friends online for quite some time. And, you know, we finally were able to meet, I think, in like 2020. I don't remember what year it was. It might have been the end of 2019 before COVID, but it was such a blast. And she's such an amazing person, somebody I love to just kind of keep in my corner, and somebody I would call as a good friend. So I'm really excited for you to be able to hear from her and to learn from her and kind of get an insight on overcoming hardships, because it's been a really challenging year for her. And just kind of, you know, it's always interesting to learn about others' experiences. And I feel like that's really valuable, and something I can bring to this podcast is to have other people's perspectives and experiences that you can relate to and you can hear from and be like, okay, wow, like I've learned something, or I'm inspired in some way. And I feel like Courtney is a great person to bring that to the podcast. So without further ado, let's go ahead and welcome Courtney to the podcast. You guys, and let's welcome Queen Court to the podcast.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Brittany.
Hi. Court and I go way back, I feel like.
So far back, like the beginning of our fitness journeys, honestly.
Literally. Yeah, we'll get into that. Let's go ahead, Court, though. Tell everybody, like, say your name, who you are, just some, like, a little bit about you so they know.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm Courtney Saraceno. I am a fitness influencer. I make funny like gym reels, and I share my workouts and like my struggles with mental health, and just kind of ramble about anything that I'm feeling about rambling on my Instagram. Yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah. No, Courtney's reels are the best. She's so fun and just creative. I love them.
They're the best. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. My favorite is to like try to find like a universal experience we all have and like make it funny, because it's like there's certain things we all go through, whether we know it or not. And then when you see it, you're like, oh, I do that too. And like, that's like my favorite thing.
Yeah. It's like bringing up memories. You're like, oh, like, I forgot that that's happened, or yeah, that's true, you know, but it's cool to know, like, of course, you know, you're not alone. It happens to all of us.
Right. Okay. But wait, hold on really quick. We need to talk about the one reel that you made where you were like, it was when all the guys are looking at you in the gym. It's yes. Like, don't mind me, just watching. Like, that was just so genius. And I remember seeing it. I was like, wow, that's just so good. That's such a universal experience. And favorite one of yours.
That was my first viral video.
It was for a good reason. It should have been viral. Yeah. And it was.
I was like, you know, you never expect it. Like the videos that you're like, oh, this is just stupid. Right. But why are those always the ones that do so well?
It's always the ones that you put little effort into that blow up and you're like, oh, my hair was messed up. Yeah, I wasn't like, my face is busted. I don't have any eyelashes on. Like, someone please tell me why this one.
Yeah. No, like I just posted one on Instagram and it's like 2 seconds long and it's so terrible. And I'm like, why did this get almost 2 million views? There's no reason.
Oh my gosh, really?
Dude, there's no reason. It's ridiculous.
It's the algorithm.
Dude, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. So
it doesn't.
You just got to do what you do. And if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Right? Man. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's give everybody a little background on us, our friendship, okay. Where this comes from. So
yes.
A little insight. This is back in like 2018. That's when I first started like Instagram, you too.
Yes.
And Courtney was all over.
Brittany, this is part like, okay, you're going to ask me like how I got into social media, right?
Yeah.
Is that going to be one of our questions? Because I can like dive, we can just jump, do it. Should we jump
let's
into
do
it?
Do it.
Okay. Okay, but it's kind of a story. I kind of have to like build up to it first. Is that okay?
Do it.
So I got to give you like a little bit of background. I'm a storyteller. So let me set the scene for you guys. Okay.
We love it.
Okay. Okay. So summer of 2017, I was in law school. I was studying abroad for law school during the summer and I was in Budapest and I was doing an internship and I saw that Gymshark was going to have their first pop-up shop ever in London. So I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm in Budapest. That was only like 2 hours away, I think. So I was like, you know what? Let me just hop on over there and like go to this pop-up shop. Cause at that time, you know, I was following Whitney, Nikki, like all the Gymshark girls. Like I was just really into that whole world. And so then I flew on over there. I met everybody. It was like a great time. Like I was so excited to meet Whitney. And then so flash forward it was Nikki's second Gymshark collection. I believe that was like January 2018-ish. So I went to that pop-up again because, you know, I was like diehard. Like, I love all these people, right?
Yeah.
So I wait in line. I get to meet Whitney again. And then Whitney's like, oh my gosh, Courtney, I remember meeting you. And I was like, you do? Oh my gosh, no, you don't. Yes, it was literally like fangirl moment for me because she was like, yes, I remember you. And then I started telling her something about, I don't remember. I was just too excited. I was too hype.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I love your energy. Like, oh my gosh, like it's so good to see you again. Can I post you on my story? So then she posted me on her story. And then immediately, the next day, I gained 2,000 followers on Instagram. And this is how I got into the fit. Like, I was not trying to be like a social media person at all. I was minding my own business. I was in law school, like doing legal things. Like, I was not trying to do this.
Okay, this is cool. Okay, I'm invested.
Okay. Yeah. So at that point, like the only thing I had posted on my social media was like me wearing Gymshark clothes and like the captions were always like Taylor Swift lyrics because two things I love in this world are the gym and Taylor Swift. Okay. So that's like, that's all that was on my Instagram at that time. And so I was like, why did 2,000 people just decide that I was like, okay, whatever. But then, so after that happened, like Gymshark kind of like, I got on Gymshark's radar a bit, right? So after that, Gymshark started sharing me basically almost every week for the first month of that January, and then a little bit into February, and then just randomly would share me on their page. And I started getting gifted clothes for like that next year. But like that kind of transitions to how like we met and like our like whole.
Yeah.
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 So that was the background on how we got here, because it was an accident. And then it was just like, we were both obsessed with Gymshark.
Dude, wait. Okay. Yeah. We were both obsessed with Gymshark. Rewind. Budapest? What were you in Budapest for?
Yeah.
This okay, is so cool. I didn't even know that you went to those like initial Gymshark like pop-ups.
Like that the is first cool. one ever. Okay. Wow. So I decided to go to law school, and then it was my first summer after 1L. So like your first year of law school is called 1L, 2L, 3L, you know? And so I decided, you know, I've never studied abroad. I didn't have the chance to study abroad during undergrad. And I was like, it's something I've always wanted to do. Like, let me do it now. So first stop was Vienna. And this was the first time I've ever been out of the country. Have you been to Vienna?
Yeah. Well, this is amazing.
You didn't know this?
No.
I thought I told you this. Oh my gosh. Okay. So yeah, first stop was Vienna for 3 or 4 weeks. I can't remember, but I took a legal class there and it was so beautiful. I've never been out of the country, right? I've never been out of the country besides Mexico. So like, this was my first out of the country experience of like people speaking a language. I am like, I have no idea what's going on. I love this. Like it was so beautiful. So yeah, that was the first 4 weeks. And then I had an internship at a law firm in Budapest. So then after Vienna, I flew over to Hungary. Was in Budapest and stayed there for 5 or 6 weeks. I can't remember. But yeah, it was during that time that I was there. I was literally sitting at my desk doing like legal work because I would handle all their English documents, obviously, because I can't speak Hungarian.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I was doing all of that. And I remember I like saw that there was going to be a pop-up and I was like, you know what? I'm already over here. Let me just go. And then I've never been to London either. So it was like a great time. I don't know. It was a great summer.
Man, what a story though. Like the fact that you just out of nowhere and like look where you are now. Like would you
Isn't
ever
that crazy?
Even yeah. imagine that? I mean, that's crazy.
No, it was just like, I don't know. I was just posting things I liked. And then after that, I was like, well, I mean, I go to the gym all the time. I might as well start sharing my workouts too. And it was just something I did as a hobby during law school. And it was like, anytime I was stressed, I would like run to the gym, you know, I advise against this, but you know, sometimes I'd skip the occasional class cause I was stressed and I was like, I just need to go to the gym right now. Like I can't do this right now. So it's really like my escape, right?
Yeah, no, I feel that in college, a workout was like just so nice to get all that anxiety and stuff out.
Yeah.
So I totally feel that. Man, okay. So yeah, we kind of caught each other's eye because you were always getting posted by Gymshark. You were the first non-athlete. The first non-athlete posted. And we've talked about this before because it was like Courtney was like the golden, amazing, like you were just a ray of sunshine. So I was like, oh, I love Courtney. And it was just so cool to like follow you since 2018. And I really feel like it kind of started together because, you know, we would like say we got like we'd get the Gymshark packages and we were like, this is like the coolest thing ever. Like, this is such a dream. Like, oh my gosh, you know,
even when we saw each other, what was it? It was
like
was
two, it a year.
Yeah. 2019.
Like, yeah. I think so.
December 2019. Yeah. And then we were going through all of your Gymshark stuff and we're like, oh, but do you remember this collection with this and this? We were like the original like Gymshark hype people.
I know. Like we weren't good enough to be athletes yet.
I still.
Yeah. Oh, you are.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. I'm fine. That was that was a joke. We're joking.
We're joking. Anyway, so yeah, it was really fun. Yeah, and you actually were. Your mom lives in Arizona, right?
Yes, my whole family born and raised in Arizona.
Yeah, so when I was living in Arizona, we got to meet up, hit a workout together, and that was fun. That was like our first time meeting a person.
Yeah. And then we met and like we were in the elevator and I was like, Brittany, I mean this in the sweetest possible way, but I had no idea you were this short. Oh. I'm so like, it's not a bad thing. You look like 5'7" on Instagram.
You know, that's so true. Every once in a while, I'll take a picture and I'm like, oh, I actually look my true height. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what it is.
It's like your posing maybe or like your legs. They're just like, you look a solid 5'7".
I think I have like long legs. Like I think my proportions are just, I don't know what it is.
I have no idea.
I take the picture straight on. I don't know how to, dude. I mean, I'm not, you know, like I'm not like tilting my camera.
Yeah,
like
no, you're
this,
not.
Or, like,
we even took pictures together. That's exactly how you take them. I don't know.
I don't freaking know, dude.
It's
that's
crazy.
So crazy. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. I feel like that's what everyone says. You're so short.
It's not a bad thing, though, you know?
Yeah. I know. That's good. Oh, man. Alrighty. So, and you know, now who are the companies you're with? Like, that's been really cool that now you're with Ghost, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I freaking love Ghost. So my supplement sponsor is Ghost right now. I'm obsessed with their flavors. I'm obsessed with the team. Like, they're a company where everyone is like kind of younger, and it's such a cool vibe to see people building something from the ground up. And like, whenever I get to visit like HQ and stuff, it's like, everyone is just chasing these goals. And it's just so inspiring to be around so many like-minded people doing like just building something, just again, building something from the ground up. I just think it's so cool that everyone has found these different avenues of making money and being successful, and they're just defining it for themselves. And you don't have to do like, you don't have to feel pressured to fit yourself into a certain mold. Like, if you don't like what you're doing, like, go find your passion and figure out how to make money off of that. You know, I don't know. I just vibes.
You're like the queen of that, though. So I feel like that's why you relate to that so much, because you're like
probably to my heart.
I know. I mean, I guess we can talk about this now, too. But I mean, do you want to talk about like your kind of shift? Because last time we talked, when we met in person, you know, you were like, I think I'm going to just, you know, not go the lawyer route and go social media full time. I mean, was that a hard decision, or do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we can. So I'm a storyteller, so I always try to like, let me just not make this 10 hours long.
No, but I love it.
So basically the reason I decided to go to law school in the first place was because during my undergrad, my stepdad had unfortunately passed away like really suddenly my sophomore year. And he was a lawyer, and he's the only father figure I've known my entire life since I was 7. So it was really hard. It was like obviously a big loss in my family, and I struggled with that a lot. And I feel like initially my urge to go to law school was the world lost a terrific lawyer, like such a like great human being, like let me put another one back in. And like, I know I'm smart enough to do this. I know I can do this. So that kind of was, I kind of went to law school as part of my grieving process almost, I feel like. So I went there not 100% for myself. And so, although I was going through law school and I was doing well, I was doing well. It's really hard. It's really challenging. It was the hardest 3 years of my life, but I was doing it. And by the end, I realized like by my 3L year, when everyone's getting ready to take the bar and study, I realized, oh my gosh, I don't know if I want to do this. Like, I don't know if this is for me. And by then I had built up a little bit of a social media following, but not enough to like make that my full-time gig yet. And then what happened was I decided, well, let me like work at a law firm for a while. Like, let me not take the bar right now, because the bar is just 3 months of pure torture of 10 hours of studying nonstop, like 14 subjects of law. California, they have a couple more like topics you need to know, like sections. And California also, they just lowered the bar cutoff score, but it used to be literally the hardest bar in the country. So it was not uncommon to fail your first time. And I was like, I'm going to put 3 months of effort into this, and I'm not even sure if this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, let me just work in a law firm first. So I did wills and trusts for like, I want to say like 8-ish months from when I graduated in May until like that following January. And then I decided, well, like, let me take the bar. Let me just study. So I started to study, and then my heart just wasn't in it. And then COVID broke out. So then I was like, okay, well, this is a good excuse for me to kind of like stop and like, let me think about this again. Let me think. Yeah. And so I put it on pause, and then COVID again, well, it was still happening, but by that summer they offer the bar twice a year. So first time in January, I decided to scrap it. Also, I was like mentally not okay. Like also it was like, so I was diagnosed with depression that like while I was studying for the bar, and I was like, this is too much. Like, I'm unwell. And again, like COVID happened, and I was just like, let me just sit down and like collect my thoughts and collect myself. And so by the summer I decided, well, you know, maybe I should take the bar again. But at the same time, everything that was happening with BLM, like all of those like major, major things that were happening during the summer, like, you know, like you obviously were all there during that time, and like how social media was, and just, you know, it was a lot.
Yeah.
And as part of that, more creators started to notice there was a gap in the fitness industry on social media with Black creators and just people of color, there was an obvious kind of, you know, it was uneven. It was a little uneven.
Yeah.
And so from that, like a lot of different influencers with bigger platforms started sharing some smaller creators. So at that time, I think I had like 25K or like 28K around there. And then I got shared by a bunch of people, like a bunch of different creators, Whitney, Nikki, you, Robin, just a bunch of people. And I gained like 80,000 followers in like 2 days. And it was kind of crazy. It was like, it was really special, not for the followers, but for like people to see my content. Cause I was putting in so much work and I really liked it. And it just like, it felt like it wasn't getting seen. And it was, it gets hard. Like, it's like, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
No, I get it. No, it's like you want to be noticed and you want to be acknowledged and you're putting in all the work and it's like you're just not able to get the attention that you feel.
Yeah,
like
the traction.
100%. Yeah.
That's a lot going on. Yeah, it was a lot.
Heavy stuff. Lots of emotions, it's just a busy time where you got lost. You're being pulled in a million different directions and...
Exactly. You know. It was a lot. And at that time I was also studying for the bar. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is so overwhelming. But again, there was a common theme that keeps happening is like, I'd start studying for the bar. I'd get like a month in and like, there's a time where you just need to grind through it. But at that point, I feel like you need to really want the thing that you're chasing.
Yep.
And if you don't have the passion and you don't have like that want, the actual desire to do it, like I was doing it for other reasons. I was doing it because I'm like first generation college graduate in my family, let alone law school.
Yeah.
Like I was doing it more for this, like to say I did it and not so much for myself because I wanted it. And it was always in that little sticking point where you need to grind through that. I was like, I don't want this. I keep trying to force something because I think that I need to do it.
Yep.
And at that point was when social media had taken off and I that's initially when I had signed with Ghost. And then I was also with Balance Athletica at that time. And now I'm currently with Buff Bunny, but I was given opportunities and I was finally like kind of like making money off of it where I was like, I think it's time to make the switch. Like, I think like it wasn't, I just jumped and I didn't have like a blanket of like financial safety, you know, like I was like, it's like, I'm seeing that this is successful. It's becoming successful. Like, let me go put all of my effort into it. And so then for the second time, I stopped studying for the bar. And then I have been full into social media since I think August of 2020. Yeah. Because of it. Yeah. So that's kind of where it's been, you know. I don't know, I'm just all over the place.
No, it's such an inspiring story though of like, if your heart's not in it, like stop forcing it and you've got to just kind of listen to yourself at the end of the day and take that risk, take that gamble and take the opportunities that come to us. And I think that's beautiful though, is it's like you can totally create the life you want if you work hard enough. And if that's where your heart is, like you will be successful because that's what you want and that's what you're pushing for. Like you said, you grind it out and there's nothing wrong with that. And it's easy. It is so much easier to grind when it's something you love because you're like, every day I have that why, every day I have that passion. Like I'm so freaking pumped and excited because you just like kind of live for it. So I guess that's kind of a good testament. Like if anybody's out there and they're like, in that same position where you were, they're trying to like study for something or go in a certain direction and they're not getting that, you know, certain vibe where it's a hard toss up though, right? Because it's like, at what point do you grind? And then at what point is it like, this is just not the right direction to go in? So I don't know. Hopefully that was able to like help other people. And thank you for sharing. It was a hard year for you. Like
It was very hard. It was so much emotionally.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, initially, how did you like get into fitness? You know, let's talk about like your kind of workout style and how'd that start? Cause I know have you ran a full marathon or a half marathon?
Yeah, I've run 2 full marathons and I think 8, like 7 or 8 half marathons.
This woman, go ahead and tell us your maxes right now. Okay, just list them off.
Oh my gosh.
I literally can't. Let's hear it.
Stop it. Okay, no. First of all, I'm very new to powerlifting. Like, powerlifting is my new passion. I found it July of last year, 2021. And so, okay, right now I just tested my maxes and my squat is 250. My bench is 165. Woo! And my deadlift is 315. Woo! So, you know, baby steps. I want to get stronger, obviously. And low key, like, I really want to compete in a powerlifting competition. Like, one of my goals. That's one of my goals for this next year. But I don't feel strong enough yet. So I just want to, like,
no, you don't feel strong enough.
I just want to build up my strength a little bit more, you know, feel a little more confident. I don't know.
Girl, please. Okay. Well, I guess let's just jump in. How do you even increase? Like, if somebody's kind of going into powerlifting where they want to increase their maxes, really kind of focus on that. I mean, first of all, it is a little bit of a different training style, you know, training for strength versus training hypertrophy, like just strictly building muscle and then like kind of endurance. I know that it's a totally different, you know, style. So, I mean, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, hypertrophy, that was like my training style, like 8 to 12 reps on everything. And I kind of noticed I started to get a little bored with that. I started to feel like I was just going through the motions. And this happened when the gyms reopened up in the Bay where I was at. I was living in California last year and I made some friends in the gym. Like, 2 of my closest friends now, and they were powerlifters. Like, they were like, what are you doing over there? Like, kind of teasing me, not being mean, but they're like, what are you lifting over there? Why don't you come over here and lift with us?
I love that. Like,
all that weight? Are you sure? And then they kind of just dragged me over and they're like, no, you're lifting this now. Like, you're doing this.
I love that.
Right. And I fell in love with it. So, last July, I started at 135. Like, I had never really squatted above that, like maybe 1 or 2 reps of like 145. So I started at 135 and I just increased each week 5 pounds, like each session. So I do 2 heavy days a week of squats on Monday and Friday. And so just for example, like I would do 135 on Monday and then on Friday I would do 140 and I was doing a 3x5. So I would do that until I could no longer hit a 3x5. And then once I can no longer make all my reps, then I switch to a 5x3. So then 5 sets of 3 reps. And then I do that and I keep increasing the weight until I can't increase anymore. And then that will start a new block, basically.
Got it.
Yeah. So the first time I made it through, I went up to like 230 and I'm going through my second block right now. So I just did. Oh, but it changed a little bit this time around. So now I'm doing a 2x5 and then my last set is an AMRAP. So as many reps as possible. Mm-hmm. And today I did 210 and I got 8 reps on 210. Woo! So like I'm already getting stronger because this time around, last time I was doing the 5x3. So I couldn't even do 5 reps together. So that's basically, that's like the basic powerlifting like scheme for like a novice, like powerlifter, which is basically what I am. Cause I've just never lifted like this style before.
Yeah. And when you say 3x5 and 5x3, you're saying like the sets is the first number, reps, the second number, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just in case people don't know.
Yeah.
So 3x5 is 3 sets of 5.
Mm-hmm.
5x3 is 5 sets of
5 3. Sets of 3.
Yeah.
So you're, exactly.
Yeah. So you're just lowering your weight. Well, no, you're lowering your reps and increasing your weight.
Yeah, I operate
less reps. So you're doing heavier weight. Yeah.
I don't like for my major lifts for squats, bench, and deadlifts, I don't go above like 5 reps now unless it's an AMRAP.
So
everything above 5 reps is cardio. Today I'm breathing hard. Like my throat was burning. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is happening?
Oh. Dude, no, that's actually really, that makes a lot of sense of doing like AMRAP because then at some point it's like, okay, you are pushing past that 5th rep that normally you stop at and you're saying, okay, how much can I actually get with this? That's actually really smart.
Yeah. Like and then like the style of it is like eventually as you increase the weight, eventually your AMRAP on that 3rd set is going to be a 3x5. Like you're going to go back to 3x5.
Yeah.
So then you're going to hit 3x5 until you can't hit that anymore. And then you're going to switch to the five sets of three, and you're going to go, like, you basically just go until you can't go anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you take a deload week, a little rest week, and then you start like from a new starting point the next time.
Yeah. Okay. So talk about a deload week in case people don't know what that is too.
Oh, so deload is like your week of rest. You've just been pushing for probably about like a solid 2 months at this heavy, heavy weight, like twice, 2 to 3 times a week. I squat 3 times a week. One of them is like a recovery day though. But so it's basically like you need to give your body a rest. So you significantly reduce the weight. It's just a chill week.
Yeah.
So you can push forward the next time, the next set.
Kind of going through like the motions, you know, lightweight, exactly. easy reps, just giving your body a break for that entire week. Yeah.
It's like spring break for your body.
Yeah. It's fun. You know?
Yeah. It's just relaxing. But I honestly, like, I hate it.
I know, because you're like, oh, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah. I'm like, please, no one look at me. I'm like, I'm not filming that week. I'm like, it's a deload week, everyone.
I'm crying. That's when you're like, look at my cute outfit.
Yes, please.
So look at the weight I'm lifting. Yeah.
Let me lift at 6 a.m. so no one sees me.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Do you want to kind of give us a lowdown of what your workout split looks like then?
Okay. So I live in the gym, right? I understand that this is like a lot. I go to the gym 6 times a week. So I have 3 leg days and I have 3 upper body days. So Monday is my squat day. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday are squats. Monday, Friday are heavy squats. That's where I'm increasing 5 pounds on those days. And Wednesday is like more of a recovery squat day, more of my deadlift focused day. That's heavy deadlifts for me. And people like often ask me like, aren't you like so sore? Like I'm not really that sore because the reps I'm doing are so low. So like, yeah, I am like a little bit sore, but I'm never, when I go from Monday to Friday, like by Friday, I'm not sore still, yeah. You know?
Well, and you're probably taking care of your body in other ways of stretching, doing mobility,
yeah,
hydrating, maybe rolling exactly. out, you know, all that. And exactly. that does help with it. So yeah.
But if I was doing like 5 sets of 10 squats on Monday and Friday, like I would be sore, you know? Okay. So then Tuesday is my first bench day of the week. Tuesday and Saturday are my bench days. I increase 2 to 3 pounds on those days. So I literally bought like 1 pound weights that you can put on the side because it's just for bench. I just can't increase. I do a 5 pound increase.
Yeah. No,
it's like insane. So there's no way I'm going to do that. So yeah. Tuesday is my bench focus day. I also do shoulders as well. And then go ahead.
When you say you increase each time, are you saying increase each day of the week or increase each set?
Each day of the week. Okay. So let's say.
So no matter what, you know, your 2 heavy days on Fridays, from mm-hmm. that Monday to Friday, you're increasing 5 pounds no matter what.
Yeah, no matter.
And still trying to hit that 3x5 type thing.
Yes.
Okay.
And if I don't get all my reps, let's say on my bench day, I get like, I hit the first 2 sets really well, but the last one, I couldn't get the last 2 reps or something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to repeat that weight next time.
Got it. So until you hit that, you repeat.
Yes.
It.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not going to move up if I haven't hit that 3x5.
Yeah.
So I've had to do that a couple times with my bench, especially just take a step back. Let me try again. And eventually you get there.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. Continue. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. You're welcome. So then that was Tuesday. And then Wednesday again is my lighter squat day. And then that's my heavy deadlift day. And Thursday is kind of like, it's my back day, but I also do a little bit of chest, but I don't do a lot where I'm going to be sore for Saturday. And also I'm starting to do arms again because I have small arms and Yes, no, I do. I really do. Okay. Brittany, can we talk about your shoulders? Because your shoulders have, no, what? Stop it. Your shoulders have always been goals. Literally every time you post, I'm like, look at her shoulders. Can I have some of that? Can you share?
You get that on Amazon? Yeah, you get that Amazon. Dude, I don't ever flex anymore. I don't know why I don't upper body flex. I don't know why. I'm like out of the habit. Like I have this like pose that I do every time now. And I'm like, why the F do I do this every time? I need to start doing the bicep shoulder pose.
Yeah, you need to.
I don't know what I've been doing. I don't know what I've been doing.
You glute posing? You've been doing the little booty pose?
No. It's like I just stand straight in the camera and flex my quads. Like that's all I do. I'm like, why do
Oh my God. That's literally all I have. That's all I have.
I think it's because I've just recently grown my quad. So I'm like, oh, I just like, I'm so excited about it. Like that was just my thing. So I need to flex that again.
You just feel it. Yeah. There's like moments where we have body parts that are like, oh, wow, this looks really good. Like,
yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Let me just focus on this, right? No, I feel, I literally feel the same way.
Oh, I even got called out. They're like, wow, someone picked a pose and stuck with it. I'm like, this is true. This is true.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Tell me my quads are not popping though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me until the quads aren't popping, I'm going to keep this pose.
You're right. Dude, well, thank you. Thank you for saying my shoulders. That makes me feel
literally
happy.
All like it's and okay, not to just whatever. So your dips when you do tricep dips
what?
Have always been my freaking goals.
Okay? What?
Because I used to be able to do tricep dips and I don't know what the heck happened. I lost that. So I need to get back on that. Basically everything, your upper body, killing it. It's my
you
goals
too.
Because I neglect my arms. They are noodles.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No.
My chest, like my defined. It was quarantine though. Like I blame it on quarantine. The gyms are closed. I couldn't really hit upper body. But yeah. Anyway, I digress.
Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill.
Thanks.
Okay, so yeah, we were on. We're on chest and... back.
Oh yeah, sorry. This is taking so long. Okay, Thursday. God, I'm in the gym so long. So Thursday, I don't have a life. I go to the gym and I come home and I wait to go back the next day.
Dude, kind of the same though. I freaking love it. I feel like everybody listening to this podcast has a mutual love for it though. So
right?
We're here
it's
to
like
talk
the rest,
about it.
The rest days are the hardest days. I'm like, man, do I need to do cardio? Like it's got me out here. Like I need to go do cardio and I hate cardio.
If you're working out right now, just know we wish we were right now. If you're
exactly
listening to
right
this.
In this moment, we want to be you.
Hit that rep for us.
Yes.
Two more. Okay. No, but okay. Really, Kate.
Okay. I'm going to finish. I'm going to wrap this up. Okay. So Thursday is like back upper body arms day. Friday again is the heavy leg day. And it's also my second deadlift day, but it's my 3x5 deadlift, not my like heavy deadlift. And then Saturday we rounded off with bench again. And then Sunday's my rest day. So I take one rest day a week, but if I'm feeling like I need another rest day, I take that Thursday and then I'll have two upper body days a week, but I never miss my leg days. Like those are my staples.
That's cool. I like that. I know. Yeah. I kind of like want to change my, I was shooting for strength for a bit. Like I was doing more 6 to 8 reps for a bit. Like, and I really liked it. And
I saw this was like a couple months ago, huh?
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah, I remember seeing it. Oh, I remember you posted something. You were like, it was above Wasn't it like above 155 or something? What did you hit?
Yeah, no, I got up to 2. I think I got up to 205 for a squat what and the heck? Deadlift. No, I got up to I got up to 190 or 195 for squat, and then I got up to 205 for deadlift, and then I like stopped because I like
and traveled. you do that beltless too, right? Like,
oh yeah, I don't use a belt.
Yeah, I love my belt. Like, don't catch me doing like 250 without a belt. No way.
You know, if I got once I feel like I hit 225, it's like belt needs to come on. But I'm like, I want to make sure I'm still like engaging everything. Now I'm just like scared. I haven't done it in a while and I'm traveling so much. I'm like, I need to get back to consistency where I can like, you know, you have to be going every session in order to continue that progress. Cause now I'm like, dude, what the heck? Like 155, 165 is heavy for squat right now. And I'm like, this is embarrassing.
But yeah, it just feels uncomfortable, you know? It's not, you still got the weight. It's just uncomfortable. You're like, wow, it's been a second since I've lifted this. Like, what? Why is it so hard?
So, you know, we'll get back there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it. Are we going to catch you on the powerlifting competition floor?
No, definitely not. All you. Dude, I know. I can't even believe you. Like, you've ran marathons. You're freaking incredible. For real.
Thanks. So I grew up running. Like, running is in my blood, you know? So I've run track and cross country, and I've always been a distance runner. Like, always. Except for in high school when they made me run the 4x4. And I was like, what is this? That is a dead sprint. That is...
For a whole lap. It's a whole minute.
A whole lap.
As fast as you can go.
What do you mean? I have to sprint this whole thing?
Okay, but the best event, period. Hands down. The 4x4 is the best. Well, 4x1. 4x1 and 4x4.
Oh, my God. You are a sprinter. You're talking like a sprinter right now. You mean the 4x8 is the best race.
Oh, absolutely not. Oh. I did the... I ran the 800. No.
Oh, my gosh. I love...
No.
There's nothing like a, let me tell you, there's nothing like a 4x8. Okay, 4x8, for anyone who doesn't know track or anything.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, a 400 is one lap around a track. So an 800 is two laps around a track, and it's half a mile.
Yeah.
So the first lap, it's basically two sprints, but the first lap is like just.
Yeah, it's sprinting for like 2 minutes. Absolutely not. 10 seconds and I'm done.
You hold it back the first lap a little bit, and people always go out too fast on the first lap.
Yep.
So I always would start in the back, and I'm like, just wait, my time is coming. And then like right after you finish the 400, you go and you just sprint your life out. Oh, such a good feeling.
It's always on the curve too. I just got chills thinking about it.
It's on the curves.
I did hurdles.
Where are my spikes?
Oh, I did hurdles, man. I was a sprinter. So I did 100, 300 meter hurdles, and then I did... Oh, frick. What else did I do? Triple jump and...
Oh, wow. You dabbled in everything.
I did a little bit of everything.
Wow. I always wanted to do the hurdles, but it's not coordinated enough for that.
Did the 4x1. Those are like the best events to watch in the Olympics too. 4x1,
4x1. Oh,
it's intense.
Yes. I love watching track events for like Olympics or anything like higher level, even college. It's just, oh, chills all the time.
Tangent 500.
Right. Okay. So yes, I've always been into track and cross country growing up. And then I get the running bug just every couple of years. I'm like, let me just make sure I can still run. So I just will just sign up for a marathon and then just, I don't know. Go run.
Nonchalantly sign up for a mother freaking marathon, which is 26.7, 26.3,
26.2. Yeah, so you'll get there. One more number.
That is a long, you know, a life goal. When I hit like 40, I want to do like an Ironman or 30.
Ooh.
Like when I get older, I want to do more of those, like, you know, not as much weightlifting because I feel like my joints are going to just be like, bing bong.
You see these dogs?
Freaking TikTok.
Oh my gosh. Oh. I literally, everything that comes out of my mouth is TikTok.
Yeah.
These Gen Z, they're so funny.
I know. They're so funny.
You're so funny.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, let me ask you, how do you like set goals right now? Like, I mean, do you have any specific goals for this year with training? How do you kind of navigate that? It's like that's a big question. So take it with whatever direction you want to run with
it. So I like to just kind of just pick a random number. You know, I probably should.
I'm sorry. I have the giggles after Bing Bong.
I'm sorry. Bing bong.
Okay, you pick just, a number. Okay.
Yeah, so I kind of just wing it with my goals in the gym. I just pick a number that sounds like something I want to lift. Like I just, I know this. Just wait. Let me explain. Okay, so let me tell you. So like when I first started lifting with my friends, I told you they got me into powerlifting. They're like, well, what number do you want to hit? And I was like, 225. And they're like, okay, bet. So I just started working up to 225 with deadlifts. My goal right now is actually 325. So I'm not there yet. I don't know. Once I hit something, I'm just like, what's kind of like challenging. What's the next step here? Like, what's the next number I feel like I can hit.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's just, I don't know, my confidence in myself or like maybe a slight arrogance, but I'm just like, I can hit that. Let me just pick a number and I'm going to work to that number. So I don't do any like methodically, like, let me just calculate. No, I'm like, I want to hit this number. Okay. Then I work backwards and I'm like, okay, what do I need to do to get that number?
I love it.
And yeah, so I work more again, just like, I'm more of a, like in the moment person. So I'm like, what do I need to do this week to get that goal? And like, overall, I like to take the slow and steady approach. So like increasing five pounds each time. And I just stay consistent. Like the biggest thing is you got to show up.
Yeah.
You got to show up and stay consistent. At the end of the day, like people want to know, like, what's your secret? How are you lifting that much? Like, what did you do? Like, what is the secret formula? Like, I showed up for every leg day.
Every freaking time. You were in the gym.
I didn't want to go or I didn't feel like it that day. I showed up. Showed up and I got under the bar and I lifted it. I lifted that up. Is this a friendly podcast? I was going to say.
You were going to swear. Well, yep.
I lifted that. Okay. And you just show up. And I feel like on those days I was like, you know what? Like if this was easy, everyone would be doing it.
Yes.
If it was easy, everyone would be squatting 225. Everybody would be deadlifting 315. If it was easy, everyone would do it. At some point, as you go on, as you progress, people fall off and it gets lonelier and lonelier. And I noticed this a lot with my marathon training, because when my first marathon, I would have friends that would run with me in the beginning of my training when I was running more like 3 to 5 miles. But as I got more miles, as I was doing my 10 to 15 mile runs, I was by myself. Like at some point, it's going to just be you and you got to push yourself through it.
Oh, chills.
Right?
It's so true. It's so true. But it is about showing up 100%, because like I even said, I kind of, you know, I hit certain numbers and I'm like, oh, take a step back. And now it's like, oh, I have to get back there. Where if I stayed consistent that whole time, you know, I would be at 225. I might even be being able to lift heavier. So it's like you have to show up even on those days you don't want to. And it's down to, do you want it bad enough? Period.
Yeah. And even on those days where you feel, Britt, like how you feel like you were traveling a lot and you're not quite where you were, it's not like you start from the beginning again. It's just you're on the linear path. Like you're on the road forward. It's just like a little tiny step backwards. It's like half a step back and then up again, you know?
Yeah.
It's all part of the process.
Exactly. Like you're starting at a higher point than you were before.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's so inspiring. I loved hearing you chat about that.
I love people like grinding through things and like chasing goals. My favorite thing is when someone is so excited about something and they accomplish something, and it's just, you see it on their face. Like they're passionate about it. They love it. They put in all the hours. There's 10,000 hours of work that this person put into whatever their craft is that no one saw.
No,
like you see someone cross the finish line and you see that moment, but you didn't see them waking up at 5 a.m. You didn't see them grinding. Oh my God. Chills. I just love it.
100% though. People are always like, how did you do it? How did you get there? And it's like, it's every single day. People ask me that too. And I'm like, you've seen me post every day since I was postpartum to be where I am today. Oh. Every freaking day. You've been here through my pregnancy. You've been here through my postpartum. It is showing up every freaking day, no matter what.
Wow.
You know, of course you have those rest days and everything, and there's really bad days, but you show up for yourself.
Yeah. Period.
That's it. That's the only way you're going to see things. And I love how your goals, they're loose enough to where they fit exactly what you need, but like it's set in stone where you're not like, hey, in 3 months I'm gonna hit this. It's like,
yeah,
this is my goal and I'm gonna work toward it, period. There's no timeline. Mm-hmm. There's no timeline. I feel like a lot of times people get caught up on that too, where it's like, I have to hit this in a week, in 3 weeks. I want it now. I wanted it yesterday, where it's like, it's longevity. It's consistency. You hit those goals when they come and you just, you never stop. Because even when you hit those, you've got to then hit new goals and make new goals to continue to keep going.
Because then again, like we were saying, like you have vacation, life happens, things happen. And if you have this strict, like 3 month goal, like the, like those goals are fine, but it doesn't factor in real life happening. One day you get sick. One day, you know, life just happens. I'm not saying you need to grind. You need to be in the gym like 3 hours every day. And like, you know, it's just, you just show up and you're consistent and you know that you're trying to reach this thing and you just, you don't stop. You just keep going.
Oh, I love it.
We're on the same page. I know we think the same.
This is why I freaking love you forever.
I love you.
You are so inspiring to look at as somebody who like is not afraid about what other people think about them. You're not afraid to lift heavy. You're not afraid to share your voice and just to talk about things that are hard to talk about. Like, you're such a light for this community and for girls to look to. It's so inspiring. So thank you.
Oh, seriously. Thank you. It took a while. You know, honestly, what was that first thing you said? What'd you say? I'm sorry.
About you?
Yeah, right now. What'd you say?
That you're a light?
No, what did you? No, I wasn't joking because what did you say? You said like, oh, I don't care what other people think.
Yes, you don't care what other people think. Yeah. And,
okay, this is like a new thing that happened, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I care too much what everybody thinks and it was stopping me from doing anything, you know? Like social media, I got in this rut and I was like, okay, let me just, I realized, like this was right before I started powerlifting, I realized I'm just posting things like, hoping it looks aesthetically pleasing. Like I'm going through the motions of my workout. Like I'm just posting to post and I got lost in that. And I got lost in like, oh, like, does my outfit look perfect? Like, are people going to like this content? Like, does my hair look okay? And I got so like tired and like fed up and it was because I cared too much. And then I shaved my head and now I feel better.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit more? Like, was that freeing? How did you feel?
Yeah.
I feel like that was like an outward expression of like, you're kind of done with it. Like you're done with the comparison. You're done with it.
It was just, I don't know. I guess also as we were in lockdown still, you know, it was just again, it was a hard year, a hard time, just emotionally everything. And I get lost down the rabbit hole of comparison a lot, especially on social media, especially looking at everyone else's content. I'm like, man, should I be doing that? Like, oh gosh, this is what's getting traction. I need to change myself to be more like this. I need to be more girly. I need to be more like attractive. I need to straighten my hair more. So like more girl, like, I don't know, just all these things to make myself look prettier, to make myself be liked more. And it was just a very, like, I was just like unwell. And I was just like, you know what? I don't want to be this anymore. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of like having all my value in my hair. I'm tired of like, I was wearing hair extensions. I was like, sometimes like I was straightening my hair more and I stopped like even liking my curls as much. I don't know. It was just like a lot of stuff. And I just wanted to start fresh and just be me. Yeah. So I just, again, I don't really think things out. So one day I was just like, you know, I think I'm just going to shave my head. And then I ordered an Amazon shaver razor thing the next day, like one day shipping Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
For all of our sporadic decisions. and then I just shaved my head and I felt so free. Like I felt like I don't care. Like I don't care what anyone thinks about me. I don't care what I look like. I don't care what you think that I should be or like the societal pressure to be this version of a woman. Like I just like I am me and like I don't need hair to be beautiful. I don't need hair for any like I don't need anyone's approval. And like, oh God, the first like 2 months of my head shave were like the freest I've ever felt.
I love that. That is so beautiful. Like,
oh, thanks.
No, it really is. And like, of course you look beautiful and it just, I love that you're able to have that self-reflection and like detachment from caring what society thinks and being able to, I mean, that's an experience for the rest of your life. You're going to be able to look back on. If those feelings like come back, you're like, no, I don't care. And I was able to go through this and come out stronger and know that it's okay, even if I don't match what I think society wants me to look like. Because that's a pressure that we all feel. We all never feel good enough because we're just constantly bombarded with everything on social media. And if we're a creator, it's like, okay, well, is this going to, you know, you're like, how's the engagement going to be? Is this going to be good enough? And that's also one of the things that I kind of learned from last year is like, I'm enough who I am. And it's one of the reasons why I love this podcast, because it's literally just a chat one-on-one with me. Like, it's not filtered. It's completely like whatever's going on in my brain and just being so open about sharing that and sharing who I actually am, where I feel like I've always been too scared to do that. And now it's like freeing to let go of that. Of course, I can't even compare it to shaving my head, where that's something that's also more physical, but I mean, it's just cool.
No, it's just like a, it's just like a, no, you're cool. And I just, I love that you're doing this, because this is you, you know, how you're interacting right now, like how you're talking, like how you just, you're just goofy. You're just like, you're this person with all these passions and all this, I don't know, this is you. And I'm so happy that people get to see this, because you can't really always like show that on Instagram a lot of the time. And then you're balancing between what kind of content is going to get the good engagement with like your own personality sometimes, you know, it's kind of like, let me hold back a little bit, or like, let me just tweak this a little bit, or maybe I won't post that reel, even though I think it's funny, but like, maybe it won't get as much engagement, or maybe this isn't cool enough, or I don't know, you know, there's just a lot of always thinking about how to fit like the mold and like the algorithm and
No, it's definitely something that I think everybody just thinks about naturally. And it's always inspiring when anybody tries to break that. And I think it's inspiring for a lot of people, because I know that that's a pressure that just society feels in general. So anytime it's like people stand up against that, it's like, oh, heck yeah. Like, I can do that too. So it's really inspiring. So since we're like kind of on this topic, are there any other like struggles in the fitness space that you feel like people might not see, but then we struggle with? I know you kind of like take a spin on this with like your reels and stuff that's kind of like funny and stuff, but is there anything you can kind of think of that, I don't know, maybe people want to hear? I'm trying to think too.
I feel like honestly it was like more of like the comparison stuff. I just feel like we're constantly comparing, we're constantly taking in information. Like sometimes I'll be on social media too long and I'll end up in tears because I don't look like this person. Mm-hmm. I don't look like them. Like, look at how big her butt is. Like, look how big her quads are. I'm like, I can lift this much weight and like, I don't look like that. Or like, I look at other people that are lifting the weight I'm lifting and their body looks better. Or like, I don't know. It's just, if you consume too much of it, it just really gets in your head sometimes. Yeah. You know, so, we all have like our weak times.
Oh, for sure. What are some like tactics that you feel like you've been able to use to combat that? And then I have a couple that I can share if you want me to go
share
first.
Yours.
Okay. Yeah. So this might not go over well, but I'm not a scroller. So I feel like that's not,
are you going to say you mute people?
Oh, I, there are definitely people who I've muted for sure. And that's just for mental health reasons at certain periods of time. Like that has to happen. But I really do try not to scroll, because I never feel good when I'm scrolling. And I feel like that's kind of, I don't know, hypocritical as like being a creator, but like I don't consume content, but I'm like wanting people to consume mine. So I don't know, like I feel a little bit like sad. Like, I don't know if that's like an okay thing to admit, but that's true. Like,
no, I think
it's like 5 minutes, if that. There's a couple people that I like to check up on and say like, hey, how are they doing? Like, I really enjoy watching their stuff. It's really uplifting. It's inspiring. It's motivating. And I look at it as like a constructive business side of things. But the second a sliver of like comparison or doubt or anything that just makes me not feel good, I'm out. Like, I don't watch YouTube videos. I don't listen to like other fitness people's podcasts. I don't watch a lot of TikToks. And another reason for that is because I want my content to be like very true and authentic to like me, and not to be, I feel like.
You could like even subconsciously end up.
Yes.
You falling know what I mean? Into like, that. Yes. Yes. Yeah, you're like, consuming it. So it's going to be in your mind.
Yeah. So I don't even want to do that. So I've always been super strict on that. And I think it's just like baby steps. Like Sunday being completely detached from social media has kind of helped me always stay grounded of like, I can live without it. I don't have to like be addicted to social media or my phone or anything like that. So yeah, anytime I have any type of like comparison or negative thoughts, I just like have to be strict with myself and disciplined and be like, nope, I'm done. And then also just knowing that like a lot of people have filters and like work done on their bodies and stuff too. Not that in like a demeaning way, but like you truly don't know. So like you can't compare. And everybody starts at different places. And even again, like I've already said it on this podcast though, but like even if everybody ate and worked out the exact same, everybody would look different just because of genetics, height, like everything plays a factor into it. So it's just like, it's pointless to kind of get upset about the way you look or the way you feel based off of what somebody else looks like, because we're all just different. Not to be like a cop out of like, it's not worth it to reach your goals, but that's just kind of like true.
It is. And you know what, like what's interesting, what you made me think of. So how you said you're not really a scroller. Yeah. And like, for me, my version of that is like, I follow like, I think like 200 people on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't follow a lot of people, but I think for us, the majority of people we do follow are also influencers and creators. So it's like, I feel like other people might have more of a balance of like, I'm following family and friends and like my, but our whole feed is influencers. So constantly scrolling and seeing influencers like can take a toll, you know. You never have a break and like, oh, here's my like friend with their dog or something, you know. I don't know,
here's a picture of a sunset randomly, or happy meal from McDonald's. No, like that is so true. That is true. I think, oh man, I was going to say something else and it kind of slipped my brain. So it must not.
Well, it might come back.
Yeah.
But for like on my side, like one thing that I've used to kind of cope with that is you said you mute people. I just unfollow. And I know that can sound, I feel like unfollowing people sounds really harsh. Like in this social, really, I feel like people can really get. Right?
People can get butt hurt, but it's not personal. Like if something's not serving your mental health, it's okay to unfollow.
I just kind of, that's where I am.
There's some people who will like, announce it. Like, I'm really offended that you did X, Y, and Z. I'm unfollowing you. It's like, you can just quietly unfollow. There's no way I'm going to be able to know if you unfollow or follow me. Like, I have no idea. So like, just do it. If there's no beef, like, I just am like, there's so much more to like social media. I mean, there's so much more to life than social media. So like at the end of the day, there's no offense taken, at least for me. Like
that's how I feel too. Like if I noticed someone unfollowed me, even if it was, another person doing what we're doing, like I wouldn't take offense. It's just like, it's not helping my mental health in some way, nothing personal against you as like your content. It's just, you know, I feel like, for me, why I don't mute is because I feel like it's still kind of like,
It can be shown as fake if you've muted somebody. Of like, why don't you just unfollow?
No, not
them?
not fake. Just I feel like I'm looking out for someone else's feelings more than my own. You know,
it's like that. That's valid.
I know that's like, you know, you should care about other people's feelings too. It's just like, I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm still muting you, but I don't know. Let me just unfollow. And maybe I come across your content again and it like makes me feel differently later. But I think that unfollowing is not this big deal that like, I feel like sometimes it could be made to be.
It doesn't have to be. I don't know why it has to be such a thing. I don't think anyone needs to think anything of it, you know? So yeah.
Great.
Just my thoughts. I know. I was going to say something and I totally forgot what it was about. It was just about like comparison or social media, how to Well, if it comes back, I'll share it.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess we'll kind of wrap it up. But what is one thing that you wish you could tell your younger self?
Stop being so mean to yourself. Stop. Like, your thighs are not too fat. You're not too fat. You like, your curls aren't ugly. Stop trying to hide who you are. Stop trying to fit in with everyone else. I just really struggled with that for like a long time growing up. So I would just be like, just stop being so hard on yourself. Sometimes I think about like, if someone said the things that I say to myself in my head, if another person actually said those things to me, I'd be like, what are you talking? Like, why are you saying these things to me? I would stand up for myself. I'd be like, no, like, why are you saying that? And I realize sometimes like the meanest person to me is me. And, you know, I feel like we gotta break out of that mindset. It's so easy to just be like, oh, well, I'm not good enough, or I didn't do this, so I'm not, you know, I'm not worthy. And it's like, we gotta break out of that mindset.
Yeah. 100%. I love that.
Right? Oh, thanks.
That is such a good thing. And I hope somebody else can like take that to heart of like, we are all way too hard on ourselves and way too judgmental. And just like, yeah, like if a friend said that to us, they would not be our friends anymore. So yeah, we definitely need to talk nicer to ourselves. I feel like there's so much like hate in the world. We really like, we don't need to hate on ourselves. Like there's already right? enough from it. Like we can already get hate comments. Like, why are we the person doing that to ourselves?
Yeah. Let's not add any more negativity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 100%. 100%. What is one bit of advice you would give to all the podcast listeners out there? Someone listening, ooh, what would you say?
All right, okay. Everyone, gather around.
Yes, gather around.
Okay, so. You're so funny. So I have adopted. I have adopted a zero BS policy for 2020. I am protecting my peace. No one is getting into my bubble of like my space with your negativity, with anything that's going to weigh me down, anything that's going to stop me or hinder me from reaching my goals and focusing on myself. I feel like a lot of us, me especially, I struggle with this a lot. It's like, I forget to prioritize myself. I can get so lost in all these other like negative things or draining things that don't serve me in any way, like in any form, like whatever that may be, like a relationship, like just in general, like a friendship, whatever, anything. And like, you have to just realize, like, you have to ask yourself, is this serving me? Is this helping me become better? Is this thing adding value to my life, or is it taking away from me? And if it's taking away from you, it's time to cut it. Like, we have zero tolerance. There's no more tolerance for this.
Yes.
This is a hard line. Protect your peace, chase your goals. That's my advice.
I love it. Round of applause. Round of applause. That's fantastic. I love that. I love having that reminder. Just protect your peace. Like,
protect your peace.
And like every morning, I feel like it's so important to like fill up your cup first, because we get so distracted by everything else. And not everything is bad, you know, but we just get distracted. And I feel like we really do leave ourselves behind on, we actually are important. We do matter, and we do need to take care of ourselves. We're worth that, and we have value, and we should, you know, be nicer to ourselves. So I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome.
No, really. Thank you for even being on this podcast and sharing your story. And
thank you for inviting me.
Are you kidding me? You're like the first people I'm like, have to have Court on.
Oh my goodness.
Queen Court.
Stop it.
I am so proud of you. Seriously. So thank you for always lighting up my day.
Okay, but I feel like it sounds cheesy if I say it back, but I really am. Like, you're such an inspiration. Like, can you, everything that you're doing, Brittany, you're also doing it with a family. You are also a wife. You're also a mother. You're raising a human. Raising a little Vinny. Like, you're raising, you're a whole mother. That's its own full-time job. And you're doing a podcast, and you're doing YouTube, and you're doing Instagram, and you're doing Reels and TikTok. Like, Miss Girl.
Girl, yeah. Wow.
I'm just constantly like, how is she doing all of this? Dude, it's so crazy. I'm so proud of you. You've come so far too. Just
thank you.
God, love it.
Thank you. It's fun to watch each other grow. And I know earlier in the podcast, you were just kind of talking about how it can be lonely. It's hard to find people on that same wavelength, you know, where it's like, you're in it to grind. You're in it for consistency. Like, I feel like this podcast is a good place to be able to feel like there is that sense of community of like, you don't have to be alone. And we, you know, I know everybody would benefit from following you and getting inspired by you. Oh. So I love it. Go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, you can find me. My main platform is Instagram, and it's Courtney.Ciaracino. And I'm also on YouTube a little bit. I'm trying to be more consistent on YouTube. It's the same. Just type in Courtney Ciaracino. But yeah, that's mainly, I'm not cool enough to do TikTok. I mean, I have a TikTok, but I have like 200 followers. Like,
Blow her up.
That's a Gen Z app. I'm still trying to learn. I just like to scroll.
Bing bong.
I'm on TikTok for the sound. Bing bong. I'm like trying to think of all the other sounds I know, and I can't think of any of them right now, but I'm constantly saying them all day long.
I know, for real. 16 missed calls.
Oh. What? See, I'm on like depressed TikTok of like, no. Just being like,
I'm on,
but it's
I'm
funny. On- It's like dark humor. It's just like,
oh, Court, no. I'm on like, it's I don't fine. Even know. My TikTok is it's always lit. I just be, I'm laughing.
Just like, or like animal I have, TikTok.
Oh, I remember what my thing was. Set timers. So I have, you guys aren't going to believe this. I have a 15 minute timer on TikTok. I can only be on TikTok for 15 minutes. So when I what go on mean? And I create a post, motherfucking, I post that and I'm off. Or if I'm not posting, I have like 2 minutes to scroll because, you know, it takes a while to like post and record. 15 minutes and I'm out. I am so strict on that because, dude, you could be on TikTok for 5 years. Like, I could literally still be on it right now. Like, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Instagram has a 2 hour cap because now I have like two, you know, the podcast Instagram and this one. And I'm like, you know, comments and DMs and then posting and then, you know, stories that it's more intensive. So I have 2 hours. But once I hit 2 hours, I'm out. It locks me out. And I'm like, yep. All right.
Oh my gosh. Wow. The self-control I could never have. I'm on TikTok for hours. I just be laying, scrolling, laughing to myself.
You know, but again, you don't have a kid. I have a kid.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I have to be so freaking like disciplined with myself because if I waste time, it's like, I don't work today. It's like, okay, scroll for fun or work. And it's like, work. You know what I mean?
So human. I raise
my baby. So
raise your human.
Anyways. Yes. Anyways, Courtney, what should we have everyone comment on the podcast Instagram today?
What? Oh, I don't know. What? No, this is too much pressure. Bing bong?
Bing bong. Comment bing bong on either one of our personal Instagrams or the TikTok post. And you know what? The first time I met Courtney, she was like, comment three emojis that describe yourself. So do three emojis that describe you on either of our Instagrams. You know, blow up, show some love on Courtney's post, okay? Show her some love on today's, whenever you're listening to this on her most recent, show her some love. Three emojis or bing bong or anything.
Wait, I feel like you don't like the bing bong. I feel like you threw in the emojis because you're like, I don't like
bing bong. No, I love bing bong. I said bing.
Okay, no, but I feel like you don't want them to comment bing bong.
Comment bing bong. Y'all better pull through.
My senses are telling me. No, so, okay.
Please pull through on the bing bong. Bing.
Okay, maybe
bing
like
bong.
Bing bong if you know, you know. Like, you know.
If you know, you know. Yes.
You know, because it's like, everyone's going to be like, why are they calling me bing bong?
Yeah, they're like, what the frick is someone like? If you know, you know. Okay. Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Or, okay, let's go. Have you seen that TikTok?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we need to wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, the Fun and Gains podcast Instagram is funandgains.podcast. So hit us some love over there. Again, Courtney, it's Saracino, right? Am I butchering your last name?
Saracino, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's how you say it.
Okay, good. And we freaking love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save